Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here, too, and we're going to be glad he's joined us as well because he's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer, the author of a number of books on home-based business and teleworking, including Safe at Home, including teleworking and telecommuting, including home office know-how. The list goes on and on, something under a billion copies sold galactically. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, and always great to hear those wonderful accolades you tossed my way. The check is in the mail, okay?
Yeah. just like your mother wrote it.
Just there you go, exactly.
Hey, Jeff, one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is how to decide when you're a micropreneur or any small business owner. I run into these things myself. I've been in business, as you know, a long time, and I still run into these things myself. And that is, when do you do stuff yourself, and when do you hire it done? It's a problem because our capital is more precious than our time. Sometimes, isn't that really the balance to how to say, okay, when is my time more valuable? When is my time, my meaning Jim's time or Jeff's time or Sally's time, when is Sally's time more important than her money?
I think that it's a measure. It's something that you come to understand over time, because as a business starts when you're young, you become sort of a skinflint, as it were. I mean, you're really tight on keeping those nickels, keeping those shekels close at hand. And I think that you think, well, I can do this, or I can do that, or I can make this happen, or why should I pay this guy to go out and do that? I go through that all the time as a writer, where people think they can write their own press releases or they can write their own marketing materials. I'm like, go for it. I begrudge nobody their option and opportunity to write their own stuff, no matter how good or usually bad it may end up being. But as a writer, that's one thing I may not outsource, but I'm not a graphic designer. I'm not a tax advisor or a CPA. Early on, I realized that, things as important as tax planning really should be outsourced to the professionals as opposed to buying a piece of software. But it's a learning process. It's something that comes over time.
You know, I remember, Jeff, when we first, our website, as you know, just celebrated 10th anniversary of the website in October. And we're in about 3 weeks, as you know, also know we're going to be celebrating the 10th anniversary of our show. But I remember back in those days, of course I hired somebody to do my first website, but I knew we were going to be needing to do a lot more. I knew we were going to grow it and change it and everything. Of course, as you know, that was also back in, I won't say we were a pioneer, because there are plenty of other people who had websites before we did. But they're not, I think 10 years is, as you know, you had your website up by then, I think, too. That makes you a pretty early adopter. But I could see where I was going to need to be making some pretty regular changes. And so we actually bought the book on, everything you need to know about HTML.
It's about a six. To be hire a professional.
Oh, yeah, it's about 6 inches thick, And I remember we got that, and see, I'm the kind of guy who would enjoy getting into that. I don't have a life, so I would get into that. I like the technical stuff, and but you know what? I got through about one page of it, and I said, wait a minute, this is not going to be a good use of my time.
Right.
I need to be focusing on earning the money to pay somebody to do this. All they do.
Right.
And that was turned out to be a good decision, even though. At the time, I had more time than money in those days.
Right. How true it is, and we realize it takes us a while, but we come to realize that something like that, I'm going through that now as we were speaking earlier about my website, and there's certain things that I can do, but I realize that there's certain things that I flat out don't want to be doing, and one of them happens to be the mastery of my website. know my limitations. I can write content and post content to it and put pictures up. But when I need to change a design, when I need to get it web-enabled and web-optimized and search-optimized, I realize that, you know, pull back. Where's my limitations? And that's right about it, right there. And so I realize that that's not something I want to be doing.
The thing that I did, Jeff, when I start doing something anything I do that's not specifically what I know I should be doing, I ask myself this question: is this a good use of my time, and is this what I should be doing, or is this something that either an employee should be doing, or is this something that I should be hiring somebody to do? And I have to have that conversation with myself, because when you're a small business owner, it's your nature just to grab it and go and do it.
Absolutely, and how difficult it can be to do exactly that, and to realize that, should I run with this? Well, maybe I really shouldn't run with this. And that's a hard question. That's a hard call. I mean, you know, again, I just wrote a check to a web designer this week, who quite often in my work as a journalist, I come across people and interview people and write about people and may do work for people and say, hey, you know what, can you do me a favor and tweak this? Can you do me a favor and tweak that, or do this or that? And, you know, have, if not an expectation that someone will do it for me gratis or sort of on an exchange or barter method, it feels good when you write a check for something and you can say to someone, do this, and you don't feel like you're impinging on their time, or you're requesting more than you should be, but you're really getting done what you need to get done. And again, in my business and many businesses, the time to make that leap and realize when you need to do it should come earlier than it often does, but without being, you know, someone who's going to be throwing a lot of money around willy-nilly, really realizing where your strengths are. This is a key marketing material for me, my website. It's a key, you know, outreach product. It's not like I'm looking to create an advertisement for TV that will be worthless to me. This is something that I need. So it was something that took me a long time to get to the point where I said, you know, this is something I need to outsource to a professional to get it done right.
Well, and of course, in the early days, when you're a startup, when you're really getting out of the box, and many people, as you know, Jeff, are bootstrapping. You know, a lot of times people, some people, when they think startup, they think, okay, I got venture capital money. But for 99.99% of all startups, you know, they're bootstrapping it.
Right.
And you're spending money maybe that you don't have.
Right.
You know, it can be a tough decision. 20 after, we're going to be right back and talk about this a little bit more with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. The Small Business Advocate is 20 after the hour. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. And lots of good stuff. There are lots of tools and tips and articles and archives, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter. Lots of stuff there. And don't forget, askjim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can get small business answers right now. Jeffrey Zabar is all over all of our websites, everything we have. He's been contributing to us for a long time, and we really appreciate him. Jeff, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeff, by the way, they can find your books there, can't they?
They can find books, content, information. I've been working on the site, making it sort of like that destination for the home officer, whether they're teleworkers, whether they're home-based business owners, anyone who wants to work from home or just better use technology in their work and life. There's a lot of good information.
Have you been blogging?
Yes. I was seeing if that was a dramatic pause.
No, that's it. It's a simple question, Jeff. Work with me.
It's a simple question.
Have
I was
you
looking
been
for
blogging?
Complexity where it is simple. I have been blogging. I've been writing content for my website for the past like 3 or 4 years, where I'm uploading content regularly. Over the past 6 to 8 months, I've been blogging probably 2 to 3 times a week.
So people come to your website, they're going to see your blog responses. Right.
They're going to see a lot of information, and I don't think of it really as blogging per se.
Okay.
That's what it's called. It's called I would think of it almost more as journaling. I mean, everyone knows it as blogging, but it's if anyone knows the site, and there's a site I'd toss out there called Life Hacker, like computer hacker, but lifehacker.com. It gives you a lot of great information on stuff on technology, stuff on life, you know, whether it's just very simple to non-complex stuff. And that's kind of what I'm trying to make my website. But I don't think of it as a blog where I'm putting a lot of commentary just on basic, you know, just on high-level stuff. I mean, if I have an experience with somebody who does marketing well, or if I have an experience with somebody who does customer service poorly, if I have an experience with a piece of technology, that's what's going on to my site, and it's really cool. And blogging, as it is, allows me to do that on a regular basis really easily and establish me further as a thought leader, which is what people should be doing when they're blogging anyway.
Well, and just so that you know, and they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing, Jeff, that's the best use of your time.
Right.
That's what we were talking about, folks. That's the best use of your time is not creating the website. The best use of your time is creating the content, the critical mass, the value of the website. I mean, you don't need to be developing a website or a blog or whatever. You need to be putting the stuff into it. And that's how maybe a good way for small business owners to think about, you know, when should I do it myself? When should I hire it done? And if what you're doing isn't your core competency, then you should do everything you can, I think, Jeff, to let somebody else do it. I mean, if whatever you're doing isn't the thing that only you can do, if anybody else can do a project and you can possibly afford it, and you have other things you need to be doing. And I think that's another big one, don't you, Jeff? If you're working
Absolutely.
On something, if you're working on, you know, I remember when I first started, you probably do too, when I first started my business almost 20 years ago, you know, I did a lot of stuff that maybe I could hire somebody else to do, but because I didn't have that many customers, I had the time.
Right.
But once you get customers, once there's something else for you to do, I think that's a big tipping point to tell you when you should let somebody else do it.
Absolutely. And one other thing to keep in mind is, for example, I know a number of businesses out there that hire people to blog for them. I do that for somebody else, where I'm paid to blog and to write content. I know the category. It's not like someone's asking me to talk about computer circuitry. You know,
right.
It's like one is talking about life skills, you know, how to balance home and office and business and life. I know a guy who runs a website called justpaperroses.com. He started a blog 3 months ago, and within 2 weeks ran out of stuff to say because he wasn't a writer. So he hired somebody for like $10 a pop to write a blog for him. So, I mean, it's not to say that just because it should be simple, it makes it easy. A blog may be something that you hire someone else to do, as much as you would hire someone to do your taxes, as much as you'd hire someone to design a website or do your advertising or, you know, come in and run your computers, whatever the case may be. Realize where your core competency and your strengths lie, and also where your fun is. You know, you may enjoy tinkering with a website, and if you enjoy that, then why pass it off to somebody else if you can get the work done and you get
that's where you got to be careful, though, Jeff. I agree with you, but see, if you remember when we first started out with our website, I would have enjoyed becoming an expert at HTML,
right?
But I'd really had a hard time. I struggled with that because I knew I would have enjoyed doing it. But I could just see me right now tinkering with this instead of going out and getting more business.
Right.
And you do have to be careful about that. It's, you know, you got to make sure that you've got the core competencies that puts the fuel in the bus that makes the bus go down the road. And it might not be building the bus. It might just be, you know, earning the money to buy the gas and to buy the maintenance.
Right.
Hey, Jeff, give us your website one more time, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And that's where you can find Jeff's books and all the other stuff that he does. I encourage you to check it out. Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Always great. Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. We're going to talk about healthcare and what is in your future with regard to how much it's going to cost you and who's going to be paying for it after these messages. 29 after. Stay with us. You're in an awful place.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.